This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
That was Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow Super Bowl week. Talking up the idea that the Bengals probably can keep everybody if they really want to. He wants to keep T. Higgins. He wants Ja'Marr Chase to be happy. Maybe Trey Hendrickson on the defensive side of the ball. And then we get word today that he may have been prescient in his knowledge of the cap, because the cap is going up to between $277.5 million and $281.5 million. You okay over there, Ted? Because Ted's getting choked up because the cap is so high. I'm telling you, he's like, if I had played in this era, I would have made...
You know what's funny? You know what's funny you say that? My agent, I signed a nice little deal, and I think it was 1999. My agent says, boy, you know, you were born at the right time. So, you know, every guy that comes after his agent says the same thing to him.
Right.
So the money back in 1999 was significantly better than it was in 1989. And I do want to tell you, the growth has gone in. It's what is the nitrous that you put on the car?
Yeah.
It's like from the time I retired to now.
Oh, yeah.
When I retired, anybody want to take a guess what the cap was when I retired in 2005?
75 million.
103.
It's between the two. It was 85 million. And now it's 200.
$280 million. For a 53-man roster. Like, I was running these numbers in my head. 53-man roster.
It was a 53-man roster back in 2005, too.
But you could average north of 5 million. I know you don't, because quarterbacks get 60 million in receivers, but if you wanted to, you could pay every player more than $5 or $6 million a year.
Yes.
And get the full cap. Like, it's amazing to me. But it's also why it's harder and harder to sit back like the Patriots and have $130 million in cap space and be like, all right, all the great players, come on over, hit the open market so we can pay you. Mm-hmm. Well, no, most teams, if they have good players, they have the ability to re-sign their players. You know, the cap hell of the old days where you dream of some team, oh, one bad deal screws. It just doesn't really happen that much anymore. You don't see teams really getting in cap hell, having to lose great players. So T. Higgins could go back to the Bengals, and they can keep Ja'Marr Chase and have Joe Burrow throw to him. So that is why we, as analysts from afar, as we fixate on the Patriots' wide receiver position here on WEEI Afternoons, they need wide receivers. We just said it. Maybe these guys that they have can get better if they bring in a number one receiver. But there's no number one receivers in free agency, so how do you get number one receiver? Well, you're going to have to either trade, or maybe Cooper Kupp gets cut and he hits free agency, whatever. So if I just asked you guys, who is your top realistic target? So a name that is at least being bandied about. We know Cooper Kupp is available, so he's flat out on the list. Christian Kirk's a guy that a lot of people think could get cut. There's others, the DK Metcalfs. Debo Samuel wants a trade. Another name I'm throwing out there, because I've been throwing it out there for a while, and I've now seen it actually included on lists by legitimate journalists. Not that I'm not legitimate. I'm just saying legitimate journalists have joined the parade. Garrett Wilson. And I know he's in the division, and it's probably hard to pull that off. Davante Adams is on the list. So, Ted, I'll give you first dibs here. Who's your dream to bring credibility, production, leadership, whatever, to the wide receiver position?
Of all the names you mentioned, and this name has been brought up before this offseason, and I was proposed this question, I think it was on Early Edition about a month ago, and it's my favorite. Of all the names you mentioned, there's one name that stands above all the other ones, and I'm gonna. I know what you guys your rebuttals are gonna be, so I'm not sure I'll be ready for them, but I know they'll be
crazy. Ted,
wait, if you know what our rebuttals are, you should be ready for them.
Well, I don't have the best answer for it, but and that's one. Okay, of all the names you mentioned, let me put it this way: it's the old teacher in me. Of all the names you mentioned, which one do you think complements a offense that wants to be weaponized? An offense where it complements what the athleticism you have at the quarterback position.
In theory?
In theory.
Deebo Samuel.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. In execution, he needs to get on Awaken 180 and get back to being Deebo.
So it's, look.
He's fat.
That wasn't the rebuttal.
He's hefty.
Does he get injured a lot?
He's fat? Well, I think he gets injured a lot because he's fat.
Okay, that's fair.
I think sometimes those go
hand in hand.
I think
it's the way he plays. Andy, he like runs into traffic headlong.
He is a part-time running back, but that's what Ted is sort of talking about. He's a weapon more than he is a pure wide receiver. Right?
Correct.
He's a pawn, a piece on the board.
Where you get the ball to him fast, and then he goes and makes.
Yeah.
That's kind of what you need for a quarterback that doesn't have a very good offensive line is, can we just get the ball out fast? You know, all these quarterbacks, the horizontal game is so much more prominent now in the college, and so it translates into the NFL. And if you have a bad offensive line like the Patriots do, then you need to get the ball out fast into a playmaker's hands. Deebo Samuel fits the bill for me. That's a kid. He's still kind of in his prime years. Drafted in 2019, he's still got some tread on the tire. So I love kind of that fit for this offense.
So Deebo Samuel is on Adam Jones' list, but he's actually fourth on his list if he were
fourth.
Ranked.
Okay.
Yes, he is not on Rich Keefe's list. Fitzy, who would
Come
be number
now.
One on your list?
Oh, I think if they were able to, and I know this isn't necessarily the way that it works, but if you were able to have a heart-to-heart conversation, tete-a-tete, yes, if you were able to have a man-to-man conversation.
Yeah, let's go.
And just say, Deebo, do you want to restart your career? Do you, like, we may even let you go after a year or two just so you can go get that one final deal.
No.
Commit to football again. No. You don't get to play third base here. But can do you love football enough to want to get back in shape and do it? I think Deebo Samuel and Cooper Kupp would come in and teach these guys to be tough. They would teach these guys to be pros, and they would show these New England Patriots wide receivers how to get it done in a number of ways. And between the two of them, if you acquire them both, yeah, it's a lot of money spent, but guess what? A, not our money, and B, if you get a full season out of the two of them combined, it's a win.
Now you're getting me all excited, Fitzy. I'm serious. I'm getting worked up. All right. Glad there's a table here. But there's
hot and bothered.
Button that shirt up.
The idea of Cooper Kupp and Deebo Samuel, why I absolutely love that idea,
is
because it jump starts your offense a little bit, right? How do we get Drake May to? Look, I thought Drake May, yes, he threw a lot of interceptions. He turned the ball over, but there was times. I mean, he only had one win last year. We got to start winning football games. You bring in a couple of those guys, and then all of a sudden, you start winning a few more games. Drake May's profile starts to be raised a little bit. Mike Vrabel's here for 1 year. People start to see, wow, this is a good coaching staff. Now you got a little something, a little momentum going into next offseason.
Yes.
And then that's where you maybe start kind of attracting more players here.
Yes.
But, you know, at the end of the day, it comes down to, unfortunately, the draft and hitting on the draft. But we don't have that luxury right now. You're going to have to make some trades to get some talent in here. I love the idea of a Cooper Kupp, Deebo Samuel combo.
Oh, Ted, I am like that GIF file of like Jack Nicholson just looking at the camera, just nodding maniacally.
And let me ask you this one: to fix the offensive line, the defensive line, the wide receivers through the draft. we're going to say it's 3, 4, 5 years. It's going to take forever to
Whoa. It doesn't have to be.
For all of those,
brought up Ladd McConkey.
For all of those positions.
Brock Bowers. We're seeing guys immediately. Malik Nabers.
Do you trust them to hit on every single draft pick they have in the next 2 to 3 years? I don't.
No.
It's very hard to do. So why not jumpstart it by trade some future assets, you know, for those positions, those wide receiver positions with those players, and jumpstart your offense and kind of get this thing going a little.
So before I give you my answer, because you guys have Debo, Cup, I like the additions. Okay. The snarky, cynical retort would be,
yeah, but who plays wide receiver in October after those guys are on injured reserve?
Because those guys have gotten banged up quite a bit in recent years. That's just the reality, right? Mm-hmm. And that you don't get value out of them just as they're hanging around the training room with the young receivers.
Well, this is
right?
Where we turn it on to you, the host. Who do you want, then, since you're so smart?
So I don't know if I'm smart, but I see it. Well, the guy I really want is Garrett Wilson, but I don't think he's realistic. I don't think the Jets are trading Garrett Wilson to the Patriots. So I'm not going to go down that fantasy land route.
Second most talented player on the Jets, and they're just going to deal him away in the first year of Aaron Glenn's tenure? No way.
Ever hear of the Mavericks? Ever see the trade they just made?
Ah, that was a generationally stupid trade.
But no, I don't think that's going to happen. So the next guy I would go to is also on the Jets. I think Davante Adams has something left in the tank, and I know Tom Curran and Phil Perry have both been beating this drum on NBC Sports Boston. Tom Curran even threw a contract out the other day here on WEEI with the midday program.
How much?
2 years, $64 million, fully guaranteed. He gets $32 million a year, fully guaranteed.
I'm sorry, how much?
And a couple whatever you want to go with it. Yes, Dan Ball.
Unfortunately, I think Adams may rather play in Siberia than with Josh McDaniels again.
Although, you never know. You never know where his angst was. Was it just Jimmy Garoppolo? Was it Josh McDaniels?
Was it losing the situation?
I mean,
$64 million. Does he get a Taco Bell at Patriot Place that he has access to?
It was just a year ago that we had D-Hop considering the Patriots. And D-Hop and Bill O'Brien, their relationship went really south in Houston when he traded him away, if you remember. So, you know, bridges that get burned can be rebuilt, theoretically. And if you're offering him 2 years, $64 million fully guaranteed, that might be a nice step towards rebuilding a bridge.
All right, so just so people understand, he's under contract with the Jets this year.
Yes, for now.
So we'd have to give up a draft picks and then pay him.
Potentially.
A lot of money.
Why are you giving me this? I don't care for this attitude, Ted Johnson.
The Patriots, the last 10 years, they led the league in the lowest amount of cash spending.
Yeah.
You think they're going to want to, you know what? Let's give up future draft capital and pay him a boatload of money for a guy that maybe will work out.
I don't think it's going to take a ton of draft capital because he is older and he's sort of playing out the back nine a little bit, and they may be in full rebuild mode. I don't know exactly what's going to go on in New York with the new GM, the new head coach. Aaron Rodgers is out. How are they figuring everything out? Davante Adams is probably going to want out. He's not probably going to want to hang around for that. Can you sell him on Drake May? Does he watch those recruiting videos, Fitzy, that I call them, those highlight plays, and say, oh, yeah, that kid's not Jimmy Garoppolo. That kid got some moxie. That kid, I'll play with that kid. He's a young Aaron Rodgers. I had plenty of success with Aaron Rodgers. I can do it with him, too.
How many rings does Davante Adams have?
Zero. So? How is that
so
relevant?
So don't you think if he's got...
I mean, has Debo got?
He's been to more NFC championships.
Oh, recently. Yeah. Now we're giving out rings for going to NFC championships.
No. I'm just saying he's been to more Super Bowls recently as well. Davante Adams has been to zero Super Bowls, has not won a Super Bowl. Obviously, you have to kind of go to it to win one. Don't you think Davante Adams, if he has, let's say, 1 to 2 years left of his prime and 3 to 4 years left in the league, period, since he is clearly teeing off on the 12th or 13th hole on the back nine of the 18 holes of his career, don't you think he's going to want to say, yeah, I'd rather go to Kansas City. I'd rather go Detroit. I'd rather go to even Dallas.
Are any of those teams offering him 2 years, $64 million fully guaranteed?
I think he's got enough money. I'm sure he loves money. Everybody loves money.
Yeah.
But I do not think that Davante Adams is going to say, let me take a chance on making the wild card once in the, over the next 2 years in New England. Oh, by the way, where it's freezing cold. Again, one of the things we have to take into account, people may love Vrabel. They may want to play with Drake May all day. But the fact that, like, it's not warm all year, that you're not in a dome, that it is Taxachusetts, all of these things are going to weigh on these guys.
What about Washington? Everybody tells me Washington's the coolest place to be these days.
There it is. Boom. Davante Adams. Wham.
Oh, so now he'll go to Washington where it's cold. Yep. It's and they might not go to a Super Bowl.
Did you see how cold it was? It was -570 degrees this week.
Washington can be cold, too. So I just, things can turn around quickly in the NFL, and I think the best way to turn around a tide of negative thoughts is $64 million fully guaranteed. I think people follow money. 617-779-7937. Who should the Patriots target as their number one wide receiver option this offseason? We all agree they need one, but we don't seem to agree on who that guy should be. Who should they trade for? Who should they sign? We'll get to your phone calls on the topic up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you missed any part of the show,
or to have it delivered to your phone daily,
subscribe to the WEEI Afternoons podcast on the Odyssey app
or wherever you find your podcasts.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Oof. That's Rams head coach Sean McVay.
That's my praise right there, man.
He is an offensive genius, right? He's an expert witness on quarterback play, offense, all that.
Yes, sir, he is. I'd say so, yes.
If he feels that way about Drake May, is it not possible then that other wide receivers look at Drake May and say, that's a special player that I wouldn't mind playing with?
That's why we played that. That's the hope. Cooper heard what his coach said and is like, you know what, I go play with that kid.
So is Cooper Kupp your top choice?
Easily, hands down,
okay,
without question.
Same. 100%. Like, tell me right now, you can pick a receiver from the veteran market, 100% Cooper Kupp.
More so than DK Metcalf, more so than Garrett Wilson, more so than...
DK Metcalf ain't coming here, guy.
Okay, well, there's a lot of negativity. Let's just pretend. It's a nice place. It's Boston. We got Drake May.
Who are you, and what did you do with Andy Hart? What is this pretend season optimism receiver nonsense? I'm trafficking in reality.
Okay, well, in reality, it feels like none of them are coming here. The one thing that I think they offer Cooper Kupp that, honestly, I said this when we talked about it a week or so ago.
Ownership.
No. The number one wide receiver role. I don't know that there's anywhere else in the NFL that's going to say, Cooper Kupp, come to our team and be our number one wide receiver.
One other place I can think of.
Where's that?
Sadly, Kansas City.
Okay, maybe. Yeah,
Kelsey's cooked. Rashee Rice would gladly be a two coming off an injury.
I mean, Worthy and Rice.
He's aspiring to be the one.
And if Kelsey sticks around, then he's just one of the cogs in the machine.
How about Buffalo? What is he in Buffalo?
Maybe. I mean, depending on what they do with Cooper, Shakir, like, there's other guys. Yeah. I mean, I guess you probably would label him the number one wide receiver there. But here, no one else is in the – unless they draft – I guess McMillan at number four overall, I guess you could say a young guy or whatever. You offer him the ability to be the number one wide receiver on your team for Drake May with a young quarterback. Go out there and get 100-plus targets and try to prove you're not done. There's something left in your legs. And that's an opportunity that maybe paired with the idea that maybe Sean McVay talking up Drake May. And he's like, oh, you know what? I'll go play with him.
I guarantee you, maybe not in the offensive meeting rooms of the LA Rams, but in the defensive meeting rooms of the LA Rams, coordinators, players were talking up Drake May. You know, there's just that's how guys are. We're sitting in meetings and we're looking at a young quarterback that, you know, when Ben Roethlisberger beat us in 2004 to snap our 21 game win streak, he was a rookie that year. I mean, we're sitting in that meeting room after we lost that game and going, okay. This guy they call Big Ben, he's pretty good, man. We're going to have our hands full with him down the road. I mean, and so guys start talking. I guarantee you in the LA Rams facility after the Rams just dissected, surgically just took the Patriots to task in that game. We're all talking about, but they saw Drake May flash and that this kid's going to be special. So, you know, some of that, you know, Cooper Kupp hears that. You hope that maybe they hear that and they go, okay, well, that's a team I wouldn't mind playing for, a young up-and-comer like that.
Let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Bob in Londonderry. What are your thoughts on the Patriots wide receivers? Good. What's up?
Well, you know, I enjoy the show, but you know me, I call from time to time.
Yeah.
What's going to happen if reality, we really aren't able to get anybody, whether it's this, that, and I mean somebody who's really going to make a difference, regardless of the coaching staff, what's plan B, C, or D should they just remain in this go-nowhere position?
All right, Bob, thanks for the call.
Yep.
I don't care for it.
The tonality was a little rough.
I'll have you know, I don't care for your tone.
Listen, this is not the time for reality. It's February. We're talking about $280 million salary caps. We're talking about $130 million in cap space. We're talking about the fourth overall pick. Okay, but I'll play along. Let's say they can't trade for anybody and they can't sign anybody. Well, doesn't that mean they probably utilized some assets in March on other needs that they probably signed Ronnie Stanley, let's say.
Correct.
Or whatever. They're going to sign somebody for a big contract to fill a big hole. And if they don't have success at receiver, maybe it was that offensive line. So they started to do some of that. That would lend me to believe that wide receiver becomes a prime position at the top of the draft. And whether it's Tet McMillan, whether it's the who's the third, the kid from Missouri,
Luther something. There's Matthew Golden from Texas. There's Ibuka from Ohio State, who is, by the way, creeping up draft boards fast.
Yeah. So that would be my retort to Bob. If they aren't able to do the trade free agency thing to bring a top one or two wide receiver in, I think you then put a more emphasis in the draft on one of those first round, even if it's a trade down. Maybe you don't want to take him at four and you trade down to wherever. But I think we'd start talking more about wide receivers.
That's
in the draft.
That's definitely an option. Or you're going to be picking high in the second round. You try again, maybe in the second round. But also
double dip.
If you at the end of the day, you go through the draft, you go through free agency, and you're still not real pumped about your wide receiver group, you go, well, at least we got two tight ends. Now, Austin Hooper is hasn't he's a free agent.
Yeah.
But you kind of lean into a two tight end package.
Oh,
you
no.
build. Oh yeah, you kind of lean on a running game a
oh,
little bit
no.
just to survive.
Not that.
I watched 2024. I didn't like it.
It's going to be hard to get
2023.
This team needs two high end wide receivers. At least to me, and it's going to be hard to get
okay,
in free agency and in the draft.
There's a name we haven't said yet, and there's multiple texters, including one who decided to use like the cut and paste. AJ Brown. Sure. AJ Brown just won the Super Bowl with the Philadelphia Eagles. He bought a mannequin that is now displaying his game-worn, unwashed Super Bowl uniform in his living room. Mm-hmm. Does that seem like a guy that's shooting his way out of Philadelphia right now?
No, not that he won now his beloved and dropped the F-bomb when he talked about being a champion and realizing his
champion. Yeah. He is an effing champion, and he's going to stay with the effing team where he won the effing championship for at least one more year. Now, I don't discount a year from now we could be talking.
Why are people throwing out that name? Just because he had an issue with his coach a little bit here
yes.
and there?
Yes, he's awesome because he always wanted to be a Patriot because he has a great relationship with Mike Vrabel. Like, there's a litany of reasons why.
Well, yeah,
wait, he's always wanted to be a Patriot?
Oh, yeah, he was a Patriot fan. He thought they were going to draft him. He cried when they didn't draft him.
I must have
But he
been
just
asleep that
won
day
the Super Bowl. Scored a touchdown with the Philadelphia Eagles. So we need to table that. Maybe we'll revisit that next spring. Hopefully he's on the outs in Philadelphia, and maybe he'll be the addition, the hot name then. But for right now, A.J. Brown is not an option. What is an option for us here on WEEI Afternoons is up next, Scal. Brian Scalabrine. He told me not to say his full name too often. So Scal from NBC Sports Boston joins us. It's Wednesday. It's 4. It's his usual time slot, and I think he's going to be on his heels having to defend the NBA All-Star Game, because I think we might be critical of what the league and its players did over the weekend. Scal, up next with us on WEEI Afternoons.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.